Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Vent Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, making sure we're in a place where God is, dwelling in a place where God is, creating a space where God can be. And for us to just take a vent break, let things out, and just talk together. So before we start, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for a wonderful day. Thank you for life, health, strength in our body, God. Thank you for being a God of consistency, a God of love, a God that is faithful, a God that can lead by example and show us how to be. Thank you for equipping us and giving us the Holy Spirit for us to move and be just like you, God, move in God body and be able to love and spread love and be love and create. Thank you, God. Today I pray and I ask you for you to talk today, God, move today, God. I pray for you to touch everybody today, God, through me. I pray that I'm able to say the word that you give them to me, God. I pray I'm able to, exert this the way that you want me to, God. I pray that we have a great and wonderful segment. I pray that everybody's able to gain at least one thing. And I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name, amen. So, good morning. This morning is going to be a short segment for the most part. We're going to come from one chapter, and it's like seven verses I want to read, but it's a great, great story. So we're coming from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And I want to read the New International Reader version because I like this version because it helps me break down the word better. There's different versions that we can go to. There's different versions that we can read from, but I like this version for the most part right now. So we have 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. So I'm going to just start. It says, "The wife of a man from the group of the prophets cried out to Elisha. She said, 'My husband is dead. You know how much respect he had for the Lord, but he owed money to someone. And now that person is coming to take my boys away. They will become his slaves.' Elisha replied to her." So, boom. So first verse, her husband had owed somebody money. And in return, they were going to come and take her kids since she didn't have the money to give them. So second verse, Elisha replied to her. She went to a prophet. So this is Elisha. So he replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" She says, "I don't have anything there at all. All I have is a small jar of olive oil." So she's letting him know, you know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing. I don't have squat. All I got is some olive oil. Like, that's it. That's all. So Elisha said, "Go around to all your neighbors. Ask them for empty jars. Get as many as you can. Then go inside your house. Shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour the oil into all the jars. As each jar is filled, put it over to one side." So the fact that, okay, so one, she is coming from a place of, "I don't have anything, I don't have nothing." And so for the prophet to be coming to her saying, okay, so all you have is some olive oil. So what I want you to do with that olive oil is go around, first of all, and go borrow jars from your neighbors. Go ask for jars. And with those jars, pour the oil. Fill the jars up with oil. Fill them up. So one, this is going to require a lot of faith. Because it's like, okay, one, how are these jars of oil going to help me? And two, how is a small jar of oil that I have going to be able to fill up all those jars that you're telling me to borrow? You know what I'm saying? How does that go together? How does that equate? And then what? I fill some jars that were oil, then what? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, this requires faith on her end. So I'm going to read that again. This is what he tells her to do. "Go around to all your neighbors. Ask them for empty jars. Get as many as you can. Then go inside your house. Shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars. As each jar is filled, put it over to one side." The woman left him, then shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she spoke to one of her sons. She said, "Bring me another jar." But he replied, "There aren't any more left." Then the oil stopped flowing. So for her to, one, be obedient and go get the jars and go get what, you know what I'm saying, do exactly what the man instructed her to do, she was able to continue to pour and continue to pour and continue to pour into these jars until they was full. So it's the fact that her faith was able to sustain her through this, and her husband's faith, because she started this off with saying that my man had a lot, not my man, my husband had a lot of respect for the Lord. You get what I'm saying? He's dead now, but he owed this money. What should I do? You get what I'm saying? So her being able to have the faith to go to a prophet still, and then her having the faith to do what the prophet told her to do, this requires faith. And without faith, the word already tells us that without faith is impossible to please God. So her doing with the little bit that she had, you know what I'm saying, was able to help her in this situation. So back to the verse that we the woman left him, then she shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. So even with that, how she started off, mind you, she said, I have a small jar of olive oil. That's all I have. So her oil and her faith was able to continue to keep pouring into these jars, because mind you, she owes money. You know what I'm saying? She's in debt. Now, mind you, he hasn't even told her what to do with these jars. He's just telling her, this is what you got. Work with it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we probably have something that God, you know, what we have could be in the room with us right now. You know what I'm saying? That can be our breakthrough. That can be our help to be our way out of our situation. So I'm going to just keep reading so we get the full revelation. Okay. So, and when all the jars, y'all, we're coming from 2 Kings chapter 4. And when all the jars were full, she spoke to one of her sons. She said, bring me another jar. But he replied, there aren't any more left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God about it. He said, go and sell the oil. Pay what you owe. You and your sons can live on what is left. The fact that our God is a God of more than enough is just so beautiful. But I'm going to back up some and go back up. When all the jars were full, she spoke to one of her sons. She said, bring me another jar. Like, even the fact that, like, she started off with a small thing of olive oil, but she was able to keep going to where she said, bring me another jar. You get what I'm saying? How God will take an impossible situation and make it possible just so his hand can be in it. You get what I'm saying? Just so we can have the testimony of, I don't know how God did it. I don't know how God moved. I don't know how God was able to sustain me and my family. I don't know how God was able to turn the situation around. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But if we work with what we have and just do what God asks us to do, then we can see his hand in our situations. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes a lot of us would have stopped at the point of him saying, the first thing he told her was use your olive oil. You know what I'm saying? When she said, all I have is a small jar of olive oil, he said, go around to all your neighbors and ask them for empty jars. Get as many as you can, then go inside your house. We probably would have stopped and checked out by then, because it's like, what am I going to do with this olive oil? You know what I'm saying? How is this olive oil about to help me? You telling me to go borrow from neighbors? You telling me to go ask around? Some of us would have stopped right there. You know what I'm saying? And at the end, he ended up telling her, pay what you owe and live on the rest. Live on the rest. You know what I'm saying? You and your sons are set. Y'all are good. Her faith is what made it possible. Her obedience is what made it possible. You know what I'm saying? So in order to see that abundance of God, in order to see that God, like God move, faith is going to be required, even in situations that seem impossible. Because like I said, a lot of us would have stopped at go around to all your neighbors and ask them for empty jars. I already owe somebody. My husband already owed this person. I'm not going to ask somebody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But what's important is also at the end, the revelation I got too was also don't forget about who helped you. You know what I'm saying? So even though she had to borrow and do this and that, here's your job, don't forget about those people that was there for you as well. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like I said, knock on people's doors. You know what I'm saying? People would have stopped at that. So I just love the story of, you know what I'm saying, how faith is required for us to see the situation through. If God told us to do something, instructed us to do something, it's important for us to have the faith behind it to actually go forth and do it. You know what I'm saying? So we can actually see God's hand in our situation. Because she could have been like, you know what, I'm going to another prophet. He don't make sense. I'm going to somebody else. Nah, I don't know what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? But because she saw it through or had the faith for it, she was able to, you know what I'm saying, see God's hand in her situation. And she got to keep her sons, pay her money, and have money to live on. So it's just important for us, like I said, that faith is required to please God, to see God's hand in anything that we do. You know what I'm saying? If we have impossible situations or situations that seem too hard for God, have the faith behind it in whatever he told you to do. And mind you, God could have already blessed you with what is going to give you that breakthrough. God could have already given it to you, but are you overlooking it? Are you saying, like, nah, it's not going to be that that's going to save me. It's not going to be that that's going to help me. It's not going to be that that's going to make the way. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Stay committed, stay obedient, and stay prayerful and faithful to God. You know what I'm saying? You never know what he has in store. So, yeah, y'all, this was just to talk about faith and how good our God is and how he's a God of abundance. But we have to remain faithful to him. You know what I'm saying? So she didn't lose her faith just because her husband was gone. You know what I'm saying? God still kept her family. Like, she started this off by saying, like, you know what I'm saying? My husband is dead. My husband is gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was a man of faith. He was a man of God, but he owed money. They going to take my babies. You know what I'm saying? And how God still kept her even with her husband being gone. So even that's for if you, you know what I'm saying, lost somebody in your life, you lost a job, like whatever your situation is, just because that thing is not there that was sustaining you and holding you, we still serve a God that is able. You know what I'm saying? We still serve the God that provides. We still serve the God that makes provision and makes way for us. You know what I'm saying? We still serve that God. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what has left our life or what we don't have anymore, God is still the God of abundance. God is still the God that will make ways out of no ways. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we got to work with what we got. With that being said, we got to have faith through that situation to see it through. Like, God, I don't know why you told me to go into this room or go to this store or go do this or birth this business. I don't know why you told me to do this, but I'm going to remain faithful while I'm in it so I can see your hand in it. You know what I'm saying? So I can see it through, so I can see you work, so I can see you move, because I know that you will. You know what I'm saying? I know that you will, right? If he dresses the grass with flowers, if he feeds the birds, if he takes care, what more will he do for you? You know what I'm saying? If he takes care of the earth, what more will he do for his soul, for his spirit walking this earth? He will provide. He will take care of you. And then at that, you are his child. You get what I'm saying? And then you are his child. At that, he will not leave you high and dry. He will not leave you hanging. But we have to remain faithful. We have to remain obedient. We have to remain in a place to see it through, see God move, and see God work. You know what I'm saying? Because he will. So no matter what you lost, no matter what you don't have, no matter how, you know, the enemy could trick you into, like, nah, you see, God wouldn't have you in this situation if he loved you. Nah, he got me here so I could see his hand in it. You know what I'm saying? He got me here so that I can see him do the impossible. He got me here so that he can just show that I am God so I can have a bigger testimony to share with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? He got me here because he knows that I'm going to tell it when it's all said and done. You know what I'm saying? He got me here because he knows that I'm going to be the one to be like, look, let me tell you what God did for me. And that's going to build somebody else's faith. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be in these situations to see his hand in it, literally. To see the God that we serve, or even a test of our faith, will you still trust me? You know what I'm saying? Her husband was gone. All she was left was with a little bit of olive oil, but she still had faith enough to be like, you know what, Elisha, the prophet, help me. What should I do? She still went to the prophet. She still went to reach out, and she still was obedient in it, even when it maybe not had made sense. Go borrow some jars and fill them with oil. I have two little bitty ounces of oil, and go fill these jars. All right. And she still went and did it, to the point where she had to ask her son, give me another jar. He said, mommy, it ain't no more. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand that that's how much oil she ended up having? And then it says, where is it at? She said, bring me another jar. But he replied, there aren't any more left. Then the oil stopped flowing. You know what I'm saying? Then God was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Then it stopped. So it's just the fact that, like, it kept going and going and going and going and going so that she had more than enough. You know what I'm saying? It's not that the oil stopped, then she said, all right. It was she had no more jars, then the oil stopped. You know what I'm saying? We serve a God of abundance that gives us more than enough. He provides. You know what I'm saying? But do we have the faith to see it through? Do we have the faith to still keep trusting even when it gets dark, even when it gets weary, even when our situation is not ideal? Are we still going to have the faith to see it through, to see his hand actually in it, or is our faith going to run out? Is our faith only good when everything is good? Then it's thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. God is so good. But do we still have that same faith when everything ain't going ideally right? Are we still talking about how good God is? Are we still going to the church, going to the prophets, read our word for help? You know what I'm saying? How are we handling those situations that aren't ideally the best? You know what I'm saying? Are we seeing it through so that we can see God move? You know You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like about the story. She saw it all the way through. She did exactly what he told her to do. Even the part of her, him saying, close the door and pour the oil. She closed the door. You know what I'm saying? Even the small detail of, you know what, I need God to work, so let me follow all of these instructions and these rules. I need to follow it all to the He said close the door. I'm going to close it. Do I close it soft? Do I close it hard? How do I close this door? Because I need God to move. You know what I'm saying? So just following God to the T. Following God to the T. She said, all I have is a small jar of olive oil. That's all I got. He said, okay, go around to all your neighbors. Ask them for empty jars. Get as many as you can. Then go inside your house. Shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars. As each jar is filled, put it over to the side. That takes faith. You feel me? That takes faith. As each jar is filled, she could be in her head like, the jars can't get full, baby. I only got a little bit. Did you hear what I said? He don't know what he's talking about. He's delusional. Let me go to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? As each jar is filled, that's even faith on the side of the prophet. You know what I'm saying? Even when it don't make sense to you, if God told you to give somebody a word, give that word. You know what I'm saying? They know exactly what it means when they get it. It may not make sense to you. This girl just told me all she got is a small jar of oil. And God told me to tell her as each jar is filled. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about all that. God told you to tell that lady or that man whatever he told you to tell them. It's for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So that's even obedience on the prophet side, because it don't even make sense to tell her that. As each jar is filled, put it over to one side. Like, what? So, yeah. Or she could, like, it's so many ways the story could have went. Even with the fact that she already owed somebody, and now you're telling me to go borrow some more jars. Like, I'm not doing that. I already owe this person this big amount of money, and they finna come take my kids. Now you want me to go borrow some jars? You know what I'm saying? But she was faithful when she saw it through. And literally, I love how it ends. Go sell the oil. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us also don't want to put no work in. Go sell the oil. I just wanted the money in my hand. I just wanted my kids to be saved. You know what I'm saying? Stuff takes work as well on our end. You know what I'm saying? God does the supernatural, but are we going to do what he told us to do in the natural? Are we going to go do the footwork it takes to get there? You know what I'm saying? Now, go sell the oil. So it's going to take effort and work on her end still, but God still made a way for her to get out. Go sell the oil, pay what you owe, and you and your sons can live on what is left. So, yeah, I love this word. I love this story. This is a good story. So I love y'all. I pray that we focus on self-love and awareness and make today a great day.